and some backstory for Abraham to understand his story and what God asked him to do. So Abraham lived in this city called Ur of the Chaldeans. Can we all say Ur? So it's a bit of an odd name, but this is where Abraham was born. And it was a beautiful city. It might not look like that, but back in the day, this was it. This was the London. It was a beautiful city with strong buildings, lots of diverse people, good food, lots of riches. And this was the city that Abraham was born in. This was the city that he was coming from. So there's three things I want you to remember about Ur. The first one was actions to help us remember it. It was wealthy. It was comfortable, and it was beautiful. So, you can say in some ways it was kind of like London. Some of you may agree, some not. But it was a beautiful city with all these incredible buildings. It was comfortable. It was where people wanted to be. And Ur was located in what would now be present-day Iraq. So roughly in that area at the bottom was where Abraham's city was. So what was Ur like?
Wealthy.
Exactly. So now imagine Abraham coming from this city, and this is what God tells him to do. God says to Abraham, get out of your country, from your family and from your father's house, to a land that I will show you. I will make you a great nation, I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you. And in you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. This was a promise that God was giving to Abraham. But imagine Abraham having to leave everything behind to go to a place that God was telling him to go to, that he didn't know about. In the Bible, it tells us that it was by faith that Abraham obeyed when God called him to leave home and go to another land. He went without knowing where he was going, and even when he reached the land God promised him, he lived there by faith, for he was like a foreigner living in tents. So we can imagine kind of this city that was like London, beautiful, with these comfortable houses, nice and warm, amazing foods. And imagine God telling him to leave a place like this for this. A life of wandering in the desert, trying to get to the promised land, of having to live in tents, of having to pack up and carry on moving. But Abraham did this. Why did Abraham obey God? Because God promised Abraham something so much greater. And Abraham trusted God. Even though he did not see it, he trusted God. And so off he went. He packed, he brought all his family, all the cattle, all the people, and he went on this journey. So Canaan is the promised land, and he journeyed almost like around to this promised land. And this was a journey that took him years. He had stops along the way, and on the way, as he was getting there, God continued to remind him of the promise. He said, "To your descendants I will give this land." He was reminding him of what he had told Abraham. So it says that finally Abraham settled in a place near Bethel, and that's where he built an altar to God by a terebinth tree. And it says that God put him up on this mountain, and he made Abraham to look over the whole land of Canaan, that promised land. And the Lord said to Abraham, look as far as you can see, in every direction, north and south, east and west, I am giving all this land, as far as you can see, to you and your descendants as a permanent possession. And I will give you so many descendants that like the dust of the earth, they cannot be counted. One incredible promise. Abraham was here standing on the verge of this land that wasn't his. There were still foreigners living in that land. And God was telling him this promise. And he trusted God. But there was what seemed like a small problem. God's promise involved many descendants. I'll give you so many descendants that, like the dust of the earth, they cannot be counted. But Abraham didn't have a single child. So how was this going to be? He must have been wondering, you know, I know that God has given me this promise, but I can't see how this will happen. And God told him, he took him outside at night and he said, then the Lord took Abraham outside and said to him, look up into the sky and count the stars, if you can, because he knew he couldn't. That's how many descendants you will have. And it says, I love this passage. It says, and Abraham believed the Lord, and the Lord counted him as righteous because of his faith. Abraham, God simply told him that, gave him that promise, and Abraham simply trusted God and believed that it was going to come about, even when he couldn't understand how. And as God said, because God's promises always come true, his wife Sarah became pregnant, and they had this incredible baby boy called Isaac, which was the child of this promise that God had given him. And this was a miracle because both Abraham and Sarah were past the age of having children. So this child was a great blessing to their family, and it made all of them very happy. And then there came one day where God told Abraham, take your son, your only son, yes, Isaac, whom you love so much, and go to the land of Moriah. Go and sacrifice him. Now, this is almost like a plot twist in the story. We've got this son that Abraham was praying and praying and Sarah were praying for. They wanted this son, the answer to the promise. And God had finally given this gift. And then God was asking Abraham to sacrifice him, to give him back to God. I want you to imagine a present, a gift, something that you've wanted for so long, that you've asked for and asked for, that you've prayed about and prayed about for years, and finally you received this gift. Someone gave you it. And you're enjoying this gift. You're living your life with this gift. And then one day, the person who gives you the gift asks for it back. How would you feel? Because I would not feel happy. Some people may feel frustrated. You might start to doubt. You might start to think, why? Why is this happening? I've prayed for this so much. And that was essentially what was happening with Abraham. This Isaac was this gift, this present. And God was asking for him back. And what did Abraham do? He obeyed. Why did Abraham obey? Because Abraham trusted God. Isaac was the answer to the promise God made to Abraham. And Abraham trusted that God would keep his promise. Because God never breaks his promises. So off he went with his son Abraham, with his son Isaac. And we can ask ourselves, do we obey God like Abraham did? Would we do the same thing? Do we listen to God and obey what he says because we trust him so much? So Abraham went up with his son and they had all the things they needed for the sacrifice. And on the journey, his son Isaac asked him, we have the fire and the wood, the boy said, but where is the sheep for the burnt offering? And I want you to remember these words that Abraham told him. God will provide a sheep for the burnt offering, my son. That was his answer. So he went up to the mountain that God had told him, and as he was building this altar to sacrifice his son on, an angel of the Lord shouted from heaven and said, don't lay a hand on the boy, the angel said. Don't hurt him in any way, for now I know that you truly fear God. You have not withheld from me even your son, your only son. And so they found this ram. The Bible says that they found this ram in a bush, which is a lamb, a sheep. And they sacrificed this instead. And so Abraham and Isaac came back down from the mountain together, the son of the promise. And it's beautiful because from Abraham came, this is his family tree, which is not really a tree, but you follow it down, and it came Jesus from the line of Abraham. And if we remember that promise right from the beginning, it says, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. And did God keep his promise? he did. The promise was fulfilled in Jesus Christ, who came through that family line. And Abraham's words to Isaac ultimately point to Jesus. Those amazing words that said, God himself will provide the sacrifice. And just as they found that lamb and they sacrificed that lamb, Jesus is that lamb. The Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, as it tells us in the Bible. Jesus, this incredible Savior. And for God, it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, shall not die, but have eternal life. So just like how for Abraham, Isaac was this precious one and only son, for God, Jesus was this precious one and only son, and he gave him for us because of how much he loves us as a sacrifice so that we may know freedom and life. So what does this have to do with me, we may ask, this story that happened so long ago? But we can learn a lot from Abraham, because every time God spoke to Abraham, he trusted God and he obeyed God. Abraham knew who God was and that he was good. So he trusted God in everything, because he trusted and he obeyed all God's instructions. And it ultimately came from this fact: do we believe that God has the best for us? Because ultimately, Abraham knew that God's plan was so much greater than his. God called him out of his wealthy, beautiful, and comfortable city to this land, walking in the desert. But Abraham knew God's plans are so much greater than mine. And so he went. God gave Abraham Isaac, a beautiful present that he'd been praying for so long. And then God asked him for him back. But Abraham knew God's plans are so much greater than mine. And so he obeyed. Do we believe God has the best for us? God wants us to give him all of our lives. Are we willing to give God everything and obey him all the time?